The Dutch Corporate Car Tax 2026 framework is forcing an aggressive, bottom-line realignment across enterprise fleets this season. As of Monday, May 18, 2026, corporate procurement teams and fleet managers throughout the Netherlands are reporting a sharp drop in purchase orders for internal combustion engine, ICE, and plug-in hybrid, PHEV, models. Now that the Dutch government has solidified its multi-year roadmap for zero-emission commercial transport, businesses are racing to lock in existing tax thresholds before upcoming statutory rate increases take effect. The MRB weight blueprint, the 30% battery offset, the absolute biggest driver of immediate budget predictability for fleet planners is the finalized stabilization of the motor vehicle tax, Motorrijtwegenbelasting, MRB, framework. Historically, the heavy weight of large lithium-ion battery packs threatened to accidentally push commercial electric fleets into punitively expensive weight-based tax brackets once transitional full exemptions ended. The updated 2026 baseline directly addresses this operational hurdle, the 30% stabilization, for the 2026, 2027, and 2028 calendar years. Fully electric passenger vehicles receive a dedicated 30% discount on the standard MRB rate. This layout is engineered to offset the extra curb weight of zero-emission battery units, keeping road tax overhead relatively neutral compared to lighter gas equivalents. The 2030 glide path, the active policy, provides clear visibility for mid-term budgeting, scaling the road tax relief down to a 25% discount in 2029 before fully equalizing to 100% of the standard weight tariff in 2030. The PHEV execution, conversely, plug-in hybrids saw their long-standing 25% MRB discount completely eliminated on January 1. Now subject to the absolute full weight rate, PHEVs have effectively lost their viability as transitional fleet compromise vehicles. Payroll compliance, the beachtling deadline rush on the employee compensation front, human resource teams are quickly rewriting their taxable fringe benefit beachtling calculations. Under the current active rules, the payroll tax discount applied to the private use of an enterprise vehicle is facing a strict phase-out schedule. The 2026 window offers an 18% beachtling rate on the first €30,000 of an electric vehicle's catalog value, with the standard 22% rate kicking in on any amount exceeding that threshold. On January 1, 2027, this reduced base rate steps up to 20%. By 2028, all unique payroll tax incentives for new zero-emission cars will entirely evaporate, moving the entire corporate market to a unified 22% rate across the full value of the vehicle. The core opportunity driving the current midsummer ordering boom is the 60-month grandfather clause. Under Dutch tax administration guidelines, the specific beachtling percentage active on the exact date a vehicle's license plate is issued remains legally locked for a full 5 years. Consequently, an enterprise that deploys a new fleet of battery electric vehicles under the Dutch Corporate Car Tax 2026 parameters effectively insulates its workforce from the higher 2027 and 2028 payroll tax hikes until 2031. The corporate fleet tax trajectory, multi-year impact fiscal component, year 2025 baseline, 2026 active status, 2027 framework, 2028 horizon, EV MRB Wegenbelasting discount 75%, 30%, 30%, 30%, PHEV MRB Wegenbelasting discount 25%, 0%, full rate, 0%, full rate, 0%, full rate, EV beachtling, first €30,000 value, 17%, 18%, 20%, 22%, full rate, EV beachtling, value above €30,000, 22%, 22%, 22%, 22%, full rate, grandfather protection window 60 months, 60 months, 60 months, N, A, equalized, the strategic window of 2026, the free ride for green corporate perks is wrapping up, but the current regulatory setup leaves a highly lucrative window open for early movers. By maintaining the 30% MRB discount and keeping the base beachtling at 18%, the state is giving employers one final, clear incentive to completely flush combustion units out of their lease pools. The math for financial planners is incredibly straightforward. Ordering an EV under the active guidelines versus waiting for the 2027 or 2028 step-ups represents thousands of euros in direct payroll tax savings per employee over the life cycle of a standard 5-year lease contract. By the time we hit absolute equalization in 2028, internal corporate transport pools need to be fully decarbonized, or talent retention strategies will suffer from the resulting fringe benefit tax spikes.